माधव कुंज बिहारी राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजना बल्लभा गिरीवरधारी गोपीजना बल्लभा गिरीवरधारी यशोदनन्दना व्रज जनरञ्जना यशोदनन्दना व्रज जनरञ्जना यशोदनन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जना यशोदनन्द जमुना तीरा बनचारी यमुना तीरा बनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद जय श्री कृष्ण हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे राम राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय प्रभुपद जय प्रभुपद प्रभुपद श्रील प्रभुपद नित्य गौर हरि बोल नित्य गौर हरि बोल जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस श्रीमद इज डिवाइन ग्रेस ऐसी भक्तिवंत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत गुडी वैष्णव वृंद की नवाचर श्रीदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव शति गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की श्री वृंदावन धाम की नवदीप मायापुर धाम की श्री क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगा मैया की जमुना मैया की भक्ति देवी की श्रीमती तुलसी महाराणी की समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की ताय को प्रेमानंदी ऑल गुरिष्ठ द असेंबल डिवोटीज गुरिष्ठ द असेंबल डिवोटीज All grace to the assembled devotees, all glories, all grace to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोविष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामहम् ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरद्विषे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता श्री राधा कांता नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 3 लिबरेशन फ्रॉम द इल्यूजरी एनर्जी टेक्स्ट 48
लब्ध्वानुग्रह आचार्यात् तेन संदर्शितागमः महापुरुषम् अभ्यर्चन् मृत्याभिमतयात्मनः लब्ध्वानुग्रह आचार्यान् तेन संदर्शितागमः महापुरुषम् अभ्यर्चन् मृत्याभिमतयात्मनः लब्ध्वानुग्रह आचार्यात् तेन संदर्शितागमः महापुरुषम् अभ्यर्चन् मृत्याभिमतयात्मनः
माता जी लब्ध्वा हैविंग ऑब्टेंड अनुग्रह मर्सी आचार्यात् फ्रॉम द स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर तेन बाय हिम संदर्शित बिंग सोन आगमः
the process of worship given by the Vaishnava Tantras. Mahapurusham, the Supreme Person, Abhyarchet, disciple should worship. Murtya, in the particular personal form. Abhimataya, which is preferred. Atmanaha, by himself. Translation and purport by disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Having obtained the mercy of his spiritual master, who reveals the disciple the injunctions of Vedic scriptures, the devotee should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the particular personal form of the Lord, the devotee find most attractive. Purport. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, the word Labdha Anugraha indicates formal initiation by a bona fide spiritual master. It is stated in the Padma Purana, Sat Karmo Nipuno Vipro Mantra Tantra Visharadaha Avaishnava Guru Nasyat Vaishnava Sopacha Guruho. A bona fide spiritual master must be a soul surrender at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. In the Brahma Vaivarta Purana, it is stated, Bodha Kalushitastena Duryatmayam Prakriti Kritam Gururyena Parityaktas Tena Taktaha Pura Harihi. One pollutes his own intelligence and exhibits severe weakness of character when he rejects his own spiritual master. Indeed, such a person has already rejected the Supreme Lord Hari. The bona fide disciple should always remember that his entire understanding of Vedic knowledge is coming through the mercy of his bona fide spiritual master. If one superficially or whimsically accepts and rejects a bona fide Vaishnava spiritual master, sometimes becoming attracted to another spiritual master, one commits a Vaishnava aparad, a great offense against the devotee of the Lord. Sometimes a foolish neophyte mistakenly thinks that the relationship with spiritual master is meant for the sense gratification of the disciple. And therefore, in the name of spiritual aspirations, such a fool gives up a bona fide Vaishnava Guru. One should understand oneself to be the eternal servant of the Guru. Srila Jiva Goswami, however, has quoted this verse from the Narada Pancharatra. Avaishnava Padishtena Mantrena Niriyama Brajet Punascha Vidina Samyag Grahyed Vaishnavad Guru. One who is initiated into a mantra by a non-Vaishnava must go to hell. Therefore, he should again be initiated properly according to the prescribed method by a Vaishnava Guru. It is the duty of bona fide spiritual master to examine carefully the qualification of the disciple. And the disciple should similarly approach a bona fide spiritual master. Otherwise, the foolish disciple and the indiscriminate guru may both be punished by the laws of nature. One should not artificially try to assimilate all of the apparently conflicting branches of Vedic knowledge. Vaidesha sarve ahameva vaidyaha. Conditioned souls have various conflicting natures which are engaged by apparently conflicting Vedic injunctions called prabhriti and nibhriti marg. But the easiest path is simply to learn the process of regularly worshipping Advaya Jnana, Lord Vishnu. All the demigods mentioned in the Vedas are paraphernalia for the service of the Supreme Lord Vishnu. Whatever exists in the visible material world is also meant to be engaged in Lord's service. Otherwise, it has no value. If one artificially renounces material things useful in the service of the Supreme Lord, he loses his spiritual qualifications of seeing everything as meant for Krishna's pleasure. and will be forced to think of material objects as meant for his own sense enjoyment. In other words, material things should be accepted or rejected according to the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, one will fall down from the standard of pure devotional service. As stated in this verse, Labdha Anugraha Acharyat, such discrimination can be learned when one receives the mercy of the bona fide spiritual master who reveals to the sincere disciple the practical application of Vedic knowledge. Hare Krishna. All of you are expecting His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj. And for some reason, Baldev Prabhu was informed that he is not coming, cancelled. So very early morning he approached me to speak. So I accepted. Of course, there is no way I can fill the gap very lowly. But as a service, I'll try to speak something with all of your blessings. This section of Bhagavatam, personally, I like this section, conversation with King Nimi and the Nava Yogendras, because it speaks, these instructions are good for all, good for all living entities, and it clears a lot of doubts, especially the doubts regarding the Kali Yuga incarnation, which a lot of confusion regarding that nowadays. So many people claiming to be God, and so many gurus claiming to be, you know, acharyas and misguiding people. So all these confusions are very nicely discussed and cleared in these chapters. To give a little introduction, brief introduction, you can go back a little bit in this section where Narada Muni is speaking to Vasudev, father of Lord Krishna, in Dwarka. And Vasudev is asking many questions to Narada Muni, who is Devarshi. He is the rishi among the devas, demigods, very exalted personality. And he is asking many questions. And to respond to his questions, answering his questions, Narada Muni speaks about this episode where King Nimi meets Nava Yogendra. Nava Yogendra, the nine yogis, are very exalted personalities. They are son of Rishabhdev, who is an incarnation of Lord Himself. Rishabhdev had 100 children, all exalted. The eldest is King Bharat, upon whose name this entire planet was actually called Bharatvarsha, because he was so great, so qualified. So recently I heard that this iPhone company, Apple, their main theater where they present new products and all, they named it after Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs Hall or something like that. Because he is the one who popularized the whole products. And recognizing his contribution and activity, they named that hall Steve Jobs Hall. So just imagine how popular and appreciation King Bharat must have obtained, because everybody was happy to name the entire planet by his name. That is Bharat, King Bharat. He was so popular, so well known. It's a great soul. And to add to his greatness, what he did, he actually left the entire kingdom like a person passes stool and leaves behind. Nowadays we have flush system, but earlier people used to go to fields and they used to do all this nature. That's what is called nature call. You have to go to the nature to respond. And after passing, people just leave. Bharat, King Bharat, he left the entire things like that. so much of opulence, so much of fame, prestige, everything he left. But still, it is mentioned it took him 3 lifetimes to perfect, to go back to Godhead, to attain lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. So from this story, you can understand how tough it is to actually overcome material nature and attain lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. It's very difficult. But that's Bharat, his eldest son. And of 99, the rest 9, they ruled the 9 island of, like, 5th canto we study, different verses. So 9 verses are ruled by 9 other sons who are also very great personalities. They perfectly ruled. There was no problem. No agitation, no strikes, nothing. Everything went smooth. And 81 of his sons were Dvija, Brahmanas, who roamed throughout the world and distributing the Vedic knowledge. Now, the remaining 9 are actually Navayugandhras. These Navayugandhras, their names are mentioned. I don't remember all 9. But Karavajan is the one who speaks about the incarnations in the end. Last questions. So these were highly exalted, pure souls. They were roaming all over naked. Because they didn't see anything around themselves in the whole creation to be disconnected from the Lord. They were not affected by the Maya at all. They could go anywhere from Brahmaloka to down to all the planetary systems they used to visit. And wherever they would go, they would distribute Krishna consciousness. Ultimate pure personalities. And when King Nimi was performing a sacrifice, these 9 Navayugandhras arrived there. And then King Nimi, just by seeing them, the entire audience understood that their effulgence, their character, their behavior, their whole demeanor was so pleasant, so perfect, that everybody simply stood up and welcomed them. Naturally, King Nimi, he pulled out his hand and started asking questions. And if you see the questions, he asked 9 questions to 9 Yogendras. One person, one question. And all these 9 questions, if you see, they're kind of similar to the questions asked by the sages of Nameshwaranya to Suta Goswami. Then questions asked by Parikshit to Sukadeva Goswami. And Vasudeva is also asking similar questions to Narada Muni. And Narada Muni is saying King Nimi also asked the same questions. It's like interesting that how the subject remains same. And the answers that comes at various times are a little different, but point to the same thing, pure devotional service to the Lord. And in this section, King Nimi is asking question to I'll just a minute. Some big purports are there. Avihotra is the I think this is the 6th sage who's asking the answering this question. He's asking King Nimi asked the question that karma yogam vadata na. Let's speak about karma yoga. Vadata means speak. Please speak. Ogre says, please speak to us about the process of karma yoga. Purified by this process of dedicating one's practical work to the Supreme, a person can very quickly free himself from all material activities, even in his life, even in this life, and thus enjoy pure life on the transcendental platform. So, usually we see in this world, people stress a lot about karma yoga, and this section is about that. But true karma yoga is rarely done by anybody, because people have actually very wrong ideas about karma yoga. Thanks to so many different gurus giving different opinions, it is the basic principles are not known to people in general. You talk to people, they speak about the believer of spiritual minded, religiously inclined, they say, "We believe in karma yoga. We believe in karma." Actually, they believe in karma, not karma yoga. Yoga is missing there. Very simple definition of karma yoga Krishna speaks in Gita, second chapter tells. Everybody knows this sloka also, strangely. Karmane vadhikaraste ma phale sukadachana. Ma karma phala hetirgu ma tu sangastva karmani. So these are all ma means no, no, no. Karmane eva adhikaraste. You have adhikar to karma, but then no, no, no. Three no's. What are the three no's? You don't have a right to the fruits. Ma karma phala. Karma phala, you don't have a right. Ma hetiru. Hetu means the cause. We may think you are the cause of the work. It is very difficult to. It may be easier to give up the fruit, but it is much difficult to give up that I am the cause. That feeling is so strong within us. It's very difficult to say. I have not done. It is very difficult to say. Or somebody else has done. Very difficult to say. Especially when we do things. Doing means we are instrument. Just like robot is doing something, doesn't mean the robot is the cause. The person, the computer programmer, the scientist is the cause. Similarly, we are all played by Triguna, controlled by Krishna. Ahankara bimudhatma kartayati manyate. That's Krishna says, same chapter. Ahankara bimudhatma. All the activities are performed by three modes. But people who are intoxicated by ahankara, they think that they are doing, they are the doer. So to give up, to say that I am not the cause, hetu, is very tough. So Krishna says, fruits is not yours, you are not the cause, then one may say, why should I do? You know, naturally, if fruit is not mine, the credit is not mine, then let Krishna do everything. Why should I engage at all? One may say like that. But Krishna says third line, no, you must not be attached to akarma. Matu sangastu akarmani. Akarmani ka sangmatlo. Yaneke karma karo. Then we start fitting in the definition of karma yoga. That's how it begins. It's just a stepping stone. So the activities that we do, more or less, which is directed by the three modes, which we acquire through our association, is somewhere in this text it is saying these are like activities of children. Because children like to do, like to play, like to eat, like to go around, like to swim. You know, this is the attitude of children, kids. Let me get some pleasure by doing this, by doing that, by doing this, by doing that. And similarly, the people who act in this world, doing the karma, they believe in karma, that's what they say, is basically an attitude of a child. Trying to get some pleasure here, some pleasure there. Again and again and again. And the entire life passes by. But karma yoga means actually coming where we started relinquishing the fruits in a true spirit. And started giving up the idea that I am the doer. That's how it starts. And that is possible only when one can accept a proper spiritual master. Otherwise it is not possible. And submit to the instructions of bona fide guru. Bona fide guru means one who directs a person in the line of the teachings of Krishna. And otherwise there are so many gurus doing so many different things. So therefore this discussion is gradually gravitating towards accepting a bona fide spiritual master. Otherwise karma yoga cannot start. And here he says, King Nimi says, people take to karma yoga. Why? Because they are doing so many times these karma activities to enjoy, and being frustrated they want to do karma yoga so that they can quickly come out of this entanglement. The word is used here is asu, quickly. they think or they feel that if I do karma yoga, I have heard a lot about it, then I can actually get rid of it. So therefore, karma yoga is actually a stepping stone to come to platform of bhakti. Or we can say karma yoga can lead us to the path of bhakti quickly if we accept a guru. But what kind of guru? Just like we are hearing so many news nowadays about a spiritual leader totally misleading. So much misleading that people are trying to worship him after understanding the whole situation, you know. Very sad state. On the other hand, it is as much a responsibility of us to locate, to find a proper bona fide guru. We cannot just blame the guru all the time. The public is also part of the game. So therefore, it is a responsibility. And here, this shastra, you will see all these things are mentioned so nicely. And in this section, we see that Navayagandhra, they are saying that we should approach a bona fide spiritual master. Labdhva anugraha acharyat. That one should obtain the mercy from a bona fide spiritual master. Lord Krishna also speaks in Gita that that one should worship Acharya.
That is the sloka. Acharya Upasana. Acharya Upasana Socham. Something like that.
That one should worship the Acharya. Upasana means worship with austerity.
Not just some kind of ritualistic worship.
Upasana means actually performing a lot of austerity in worshipping the spiritual master. So again, coming back to who's that guru, who's that acharya, in this beautiful purport, many points are given. Starting quoting Srila Jiva Goswami, who quotes Padma Purana. What is that Padma Purana? Satkarma Nipuno Vipra Mantra Tantra Visarala Avaishnava Guru Nashad Vaishnava Asapacha Guru. That Satkarma Nipuno Vipra. Vipra means a learned Brahmana. There are different stages of Brahmana. One is Dvija. Dvija means he is initiated to study the Vedas. Twice born. Dvija means, Ja means to take birth. That's the mother circle Jaya, right? Ja means birth. So Dvija means twice born. So one birth is we take from our mother, but then we born totally ignorant. We don't, literally nothing is known. And then we start learning about this world. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes a very beautiful poem, Bhuliya Tumare. It says how a child grows and because of affection of parents and the sojana means the people around, they started connecting in this world without knowing who they are actually. They started getting many identification which are not what they are. So the real birth is actually when one started learning about his one's true self, that we are spirit soul. We are permanent beings. We are not temporary beings. Traveling in some time, some place, we are passing time in different ways. That is one thing. But that's not our life is. Our life is much more than this limited phase of 30, 40, 60, 70, 80 years, whatever it is. There is much more to it. So that is revealed from the scriptures by bona fide spiritual master. So once that identification starts, then dvija, that is Brahmana life actually. But then by just knowing it doesn't end, one has to start, you know, cultivating one's true spirit, cultivating the knowledge by studying Vedas under the direction of the Guru. So that is called, that is then one becomes a Vipra. Like that, different phases are there. So one may be very Nipuna. Nipuna means expert in Satkarma as a Vipra. What are the Satkarma? What are the six activities? Patan, Patan, Yajan, Yajan, Dana, Parigraha. Patan, Patan means to study scriptures and to teach scriptures. It is always two ways. There is nothing in this, in the world actually, it's nothing that you do it just for yourself. It has to be given back to the society in some way, some form. Then it is complete, otherwise not complete. You take anything. So patan means one studies, but one has to also give it back, teach patan. Yajan yajan, that is worshipping and worshipping for others. Yajan yajan and dana parigraha. Dana means to give something in charity, food or water or whatever, or knowledge. And parigraha means when dana is given, one accepts with gratitude. Parigraha is something also very important. In the sense, like the Bhagavad Gita, there is a very nice, where Krishna speaks, who all come to him. He says, artho jikyasu arthati jnanicha vartarsava. Artha, those who are in distress, they come to me. Jikyasu, but they have some good karma. Chaturvidha vajante mam jana sukrutino. Sukrutino means they have done good activities. Sukrut. And such people, when they are in artha, just being good doesn't mean one will not get distress. You know, distress comes. Artha, they're distressed and they come to me because they have a good background of doing good things. Otherwise, people are not able to approach Krishna. Artharthi, jnani, like that, four types, they come. Then he says, among them, jnani is the best. But then other may feel a little bad. So the next verse he says, that all these four are magnanimous. Udara, evete. They're all udara. Udara means magnanimous or compassionate. Why Krishna is speaking like this? Somebody is in distress and going to Krishna. The point is Krishna is udara. They are accepting their prayers and rewarding something. But Krishna is saying they are udara. Because these are good people. They have done good activities. And there are so many demigods. There is Brahma is there, Shiva is there, Varuna, Agni, so many demigods are there. These people could go to many people, any people. But why they are udar to me? Because they have chosen me to render some service. You know, like in Janiham we read about one pastime where Radha Swami Maharaj, he meets Ram Sevak Swami in Patna. Ram Sevak Maharaj says he is the first Vaishnava I met in his journey. And he says to Maharaj with folded hand and tears in his eyes, thank you very much for coming and giving me a chance to serve you. Because by serving you, Lord Ram will be happy. So he is saying that you are giving me a chance to serve, therefore I am grateful. And he was practically in tears. So similarly, Lord Krishna, same spirit we can see, he's saying udar. All these people are magnanimous. They chose to come. So parigraha, that concept, that when somebody gives a gift, and if we accept with gratitude, that person becomes really happy. You know, to make the person happy, we accept gift. Not for our pleasure. That's the mistake we do. We do that mistake. Somebody gives me, saying, okay, thank you. It's for my pleasure. It's actually for his pleasure we're accepting. So parigraha. Parigraha means that word is very nice and beautiful. So these are the things they do very expertly. But if they are not Vaishnava, although they are doing all this mantra tantra visarata, they are very expert in reciting mantras. So difficult actually. You know, after studying so many years without Sanskrit, I find so tough to recite these slokas. But they are expert in pronouncing every syllable, every dot and every, you know, akar, ikar, whatever it is, perfectly. Sometimes dirgha, sometimes short, sometimes it is long. Mantra tantra visharada. Tantra means basically refers to Vedic literature. Even they are expert in understanding, studying literature. But if they don't worship Vishnu, they are not Vaishnava, then there cannot be Guru. And there are so many people like this in India today. There are so many learned, effulgent, good people, but they don't worship Krishna. And I have met some of them in my limited, you know, travel encounter. Many people have seen and met and talked to them. Very good people, very kind-hearted, doing so many activities, social activities, everything, but they don't worship Vishnu. They don't recognize. So Padma Purana says, Avaishnava Guru Nasa. They cannot be Guru. And people who are seekers, who want to, who understand, who try to understand what scripture is trying to take us to. Because all this spirituality and attaining spiritual world, everything is coming from scriptures. So we cannot say this is wrong. So we have to accept it with humility. Then he says, Vaishnava Swapacha Guru. Swapacha means one born in a very low family who has not studied Veda and everything, whatever. Cannot chant mantra, cannot... doesn't have money to give charity, whatever the person may be, very poverty stricken, whatever it is. But if the person is a Vaishnava, then he is a Guru. So such a strong, clear indication that where we should go, where we should go. So therefore, I will just give one pastime, then we'll end. And recently, Anant Chaturdasi went when Haridas Thakur, Namacharya's, he disappeared on that particular day. A beautiful pastime. But he apparently was born in a Muslim family, Mohammedan family, in Bangladesh. But he was a devotee of Lord Vishnu. He was constantly chanting Krishna's name, Hari. Constantly chanting. 3 lakhs holy names a day. That was his quota. Which practically takes day and night. It means day and night he was chanting. Then there is a Prabhupada would give us a warning, don't imitate. And sometimes we try to chant 64 rounds, it takes such a lot of determination, you know, to reach that 64th round, and when it's over we are like relieved completely. Sometimes 16 rounds also we get relieved after 16 rounds. Or to speak of 64, 3 lakh every day. That means Tranadapi Sunichantarapi Sashuna Amanina Madhana Kirtana Sadahari. Sadahari chanting Hare Krishna. Sadahari chanting is requires this qualification that we should be Tranadapi Sunichana. Then only we can think of, I mean, then the holy name naturally flows like the streams of a river. Naturally flows. So Srila Haridas Thakur, he was chanting like this. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy to have his company in Jagannath Puri. He was very happy. He himself found a place, himself, you know, arranged a cottage for him where he could stay, Haridas Thakur. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself organized that whole thing. And a spot from where he could actually see the chakra all the time, because he would not go and enter the Jagannath temple because he was born in a Muslim family. So apparently he was considered low born, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would arrange and meet him every day, the Lord himself, Jagannath himself. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asking him, sometimes the Lord would express his heart to his devotees. And he was telling Haridas Thakur that there are so many Yavanas basically Muslim, and he is coming from a Muslim family. He is saying, they are killing cows. Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, he is Gopal, you know, one lover of cows, and he is speaking his heart's feeling that these people are killing cows. Hare Krishna. Should I speak? So, they are killing cows, and how they are going to be delivered? And saying this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, of course, the cows are killed, he is unhappy, but he is more unhappy because these people are not going to be delivered. That is his primary concern. So Haridas Thakur, he says, normally he is asking question to Haridas Thakur, he's Lord himself, and asking Haridas Thakur, who is apparently born in a Muslim family, is not supposed to be guru, things like that. Many people rejected him, he has a very bad history, lot of suffering. He was rejected by Hindus as well as the Muslims. He experienced maximum rejection in his life. But still, he never stopped worshipping Vishnu. He was not disturbed by any of these things. So Mahaprabhu is choosing him to ask these questions, to clear these questions, his doubts, his anxieties, his miseries, that these people are not going to be delivered. And Haridas Thakur, he answers this question in a very nice way. Actually, in one sense, it is a little funny. He says, don't worry, oh Lord, please don't worry. This all will be delivered. Because they chant, they constantly say, haram, haram, haram. You know, it's a gali actually. It's like abusive. Sometimes when they get angry all the time because of their nature, frustration, anger comes their way very easily because they're in mode of tamagun mein hai. They're in mode of ignorance. So they say, keep saying haram, 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 karke bolte hain. You see, but Ram is there. And because the holy name is there, they will be delivered. So look at the power of holy name. And this is Namacharya speaking, and these are not false. The Kali Yuga is meant for chanting. Somehow the holy name comes in. And he gives an example that somebody was passing stool, this and wore a pig, wild pig. He was very hungry. And he wanted to eat before it comes out. So he attacked that person. And this person was chanting, haram, haram, and he died. And he was liberated. Haridas Thakur quotes this example. And it is very, very, he was actually giving examples of Mahaprabhu's miseries goes away. Then Mahaprabhu gets specified. It is, but what about the trees and other living entities? They don't chant. It is when you chant Hare Krishna loudly, the echo comes. You know what is that echo? The plants and all the entities are actually chanting back in response to your kirtan. They'll also be delivered. So like that, Haridas Thakur was pacifying the Lord, you know, because he has come to deliver all. It is explained that every village and town, Krishna's holy name will be, Mahaprabhu's holy name will be chanted. Prithivita Asyati Nagaradi Gram Sarvatra Prachar Hoibe Mornam. Mornam is Krishna. He is not different from Krishna. Mornam also means Gauranga. I'll just end with one personal experience that I had. I was in around 12 years back, I was in UK. I went to learn Sandes, Barfi, all this. Mother Kulangana was recently passed away on Janmashtami. She was teaching me how to make Sandes that we are making nowadays in our Madhuram kitchen. Sandes, Barfi, all those, she was teaching me. And when I heard this sloka of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where he says, everywhere my name will be recited, I was thinking, why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying my name? He should have said Krishna's name, because he's a devotee. All of these doubts keep coming. I had this kind of, but I never asked anybody about this. I just kept it myself. I didn't dare to ask this question. Anyway, so I was in UK and one devotee said, let us go to the museum. They have a science museum and I'm from a technology background. He said, I'll be happy seeing things like that. I said, okay. That's the only place I visited, by the way. I didn't go anywhere else. So he took me in local trains, metro. Then we reached one spot. Then we had to change the train to go to that place. While changing, we had to come from one station to another. It's like all underground things like that. And as I was coming, one young Mataji, one young lady, maybe in 30s or late 30s, whatever, she just looked at us and Goranga. She was looking at me actually, saying, Goranga. I didn't say anything, you know, the foreign land. I just, you know, walked, continued to walk without, you know, kind of ignoring. Then she said from a distance, and as she was passing me, again she said Gorang, but I didn't respond again. Then she went away, I went away, and she was on an escalator. It was going up like this from the side, and I was going like this. From the escalator, she stood behind, turning to outside. From there, she was saying, Goranga, Goranga. Then I turned around and I said Goranga. Well, finally, I just acknowledged, and then she left. Later, I was thinking, probably I had this doubt, it is getting cleared now. It is not Krishna, it is Goranga name that will be glorified. But for us it is more glorious because he is this incarnation of this age. He actually came for us. Krishna didn't come for us. Krishna didn't come for the Yadavas and the Rishinis and the Pandavas. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come for the people of Kali Yuga. Right? So if we don't worship, just think of it. If we don't worship Lord Chaitanya, Gornita, if we don't worship, then Kali Yuga ends and Satya Yuga comes. If he is not incarnation of Satya Yuga, they will not come to know about him. In Treta, Ram, they will not come to know about him. Now, we know incarnations of Satya Yuga, Narasimha Devi, Vaman Devi. We know Lord Ram, Treta Yuga. We know Lord Krishna, Dwapar Yuga. But they will not know. People in Satya Yuga, they will not. They are all doing meditation. What would they know? So, if we don't worship Gornithai, there is no one to worship. The creation finishes, then new cycle begins, right? A new cycle begins. So, therefore, it is our a great fortune actually in one sense, because as Mahavadanya, if we worship and if we understand the pastimes of the Lord, then it is amazing experience. Hare Krishna. So, thank you for your attention. I'm sorry, a little late. Ashwala Prabhupada ki. Thank you very much.